it's been an interesting President's Week, to say the least. Especially for fans of NASCAR and for movie fans. But I mean, I'm going to talk about the thing with NASCAR. As you know, it's that time of year again. Daytona. And of course, Daytona again had a lot of hype. But just not of the right kind, if you ask me. As it's the first time in a long time that both Busch brothers weren't in the big Great American Race. Kurt Busch just can't seem to stay out of trouble, if you know what I mean. Heck, this whole thing of domestic abuse, especially where he made those outlandish allegations that his wife is some type of hit woman, kinda come back to bite him, if you know what I mean. Apparently, NASCAR has suspended him indefinitely, and he couldn't win his appeals. You know, a few years ago, Kurt Busch got in real trouble with his temper, and again, it looks as though it's cost him again, maybe even his NASCAR career. But of course, it wasn't limited to just Kurt. Kyle had trouble. He raced in the support race, the Xfinity Series, which used to be the Nationwide Series, which used to be the Busch Series, the series that's just below the Sprint Cup. Of course, it could be also, it was the Nextel Cup, and then it was the Winston Cup, if you know what I mean. But of course, Daytona kind of fumbled the ball by not having safer barriers along that wall where Busch plowed into head-on. What is it? I mean, I know sometimes those safer barriers cost money, but they save drivers from headaches. They save drivers from something even worse. Hell, they got the hint when Dale Earnhardt died in the crash. Why couldn't they have it on that inside wall? NASCAR lost one of its biggest drivers. He may be gone for most of the season, because he suffered a compound fracture and a broken foot. You know, he had to have surgery, and it takes time to recover from a compound fracture. So, you know, no Bushes. Hell, we didn't need some agriculture on the speedway anyway, except maybe the grass. But what a finish that was. Joey Logano winning the race. And of course, everybody was wondering if Boy Wonder, of course he's Man Wonder now, Jeff Gordon was going to win in his final 500. Well, you know, thanks to the big one there on that penultimate lap, it wasn't to be. Hell, sorry, Jeff. Things don't go your way all the time, you know. But congrats to Joey Logano, who's the new breed of NASCAR driver. And you know what? You beat two Bushes, you can kill a quail. Of course, that was the saying when George H.W. Busch was president and Dan Quayle was the vice president. But that was long ago. You see how everybody reveres George H.W. Busch now. But where's Dan Quayle? He's nowhere to be found. Or maybe somebody was hunting after him. You don't know. Well, it was a nice start to what is going to be another pretty good NASCAR season. It's just the beginning. And I'm going to go from talking about NASCAR to talking about the other big event that was yesterday. Yes, it was movie's biggest night, the Oscars. And of course, for the main acting categories, everybody kind of went to plan. I mean, a best actor was the most hotly contested race. I mean, any one of those guys could have won. I was kind of hoping it would have been Michael Keaton. Or maybe Bradley Cooper there for his great role in American Sniper. But instead, Eddie Redmayne was the winner, especially for his portrayal of the most amazing human being that's probably around today, Stephen Hawking. And of course, Stephen Hawking had to tweet Eddie Redmayne for his win. You know, his voice probably said, "Congratulations to Eddie Redmayne. What a win, you know. That was a good job." Of course, Stephen Hawking would say, "It is a void, especially if you talk about comedy voids." Have you ever tried to talk to Stephen Hawking? No, this is Stephen Hawking. Of course, everything kind of went to plan. I had a little trouble with my throat there. Julianne Moore did win for Best Actress, and of course Best Supporting Actor and Actresses also went to plan. J.K. Simmons showing he can do much more than farmers, da 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 da. For his win there as a music teacher from Hell and Whiplash. Of course, seeing that clip there kind of seemed fearsome, where he asked a student to count in fours, and he kept slapping them. Then he kept throwing his baton or throwing things, you know. A music teacher from Hell did that, you know. As J.K. Simmons said in a post-win interview, there would be issues. And of course, Patricia Arquette finally getting what she should have gotten 20 years ago. True Romance, she wasn't even nominated. Of course, everybody remembers what a weird and wild movie True Romance was, and violent. But during her acceptance speech, where she empowered women, that saying that women should have equal rights, equal pay, which I agree with, because, you know, they work just as hard as the men. But there were a lot of, you know, little meme there, especially with Jared Leto, who presented her the award in the background. And Jared Leto with his long hair, some people saying, oh, look, it's Jesus in the background empowering this woman to speak. Well, you know, for this Catholic and it's Lent, that's sacrilegious. You know, I hope God doesn't strike that memer dead, but making a comment like that, he could strike you dead. Oh, well. And of course, one powerful moment, John Legend in common with that great performance of Glory from Selma, a movie that was largely ignored by the Academy, especially David Oyelowo, who should have been nominated for his portrayal of Dr. King. Of course, Neil Patrick Harris, who did a wonderful job of hosting the Oscars, got Oyelowo to speak in his British accent. He had talked about how eloquent British speakers speak. Well, you know, maybe that wasn't so eloquent, Mr. Harris. But, you know, you did a good job hosting the Oscars anyway. Well, I'm going to go from the Oscars to talking about the Orange. One win, one loss this past week. And, of course, we couldn't beat Duke there on the 14th. And, of course, we play Duke this Saturday down in Cameron Indoor Stadium. And we play Notre Dame this week, too, in South Bend. Two big games as we head down the stretch. This is our postseason, Orange fans. Hopefully we can finish strong. I'm kind of worried about Trevor Cooney. He wasn't moving so well, especially with his back. Of course, all the weight we put on Cooney, you gotta wonder why he was walking like Quasimodo. Hell, let's hope he's no Quasimodo against Notre Dame. Remember last year, he had a 33-point night against the Fighting Irish. Hopefully he can repeat that. But if he's ailing, I hope he's not drinking too much beer. But I'm also going to finish this week talking about our local basketball teams. It's that time of year again, especially for minors. It's time for another run through the sectionals, guys and gals. Minders is the number one seed in Class C1 for the boys. And we're going to play the winner of Pembroke or Byron Bergen on Friday night. If it's Byron Bergen, their nickname's the Bees. Let's hope there's no buzz by the Bees there at Arthur Baker Gymnasium. Liam Carraher and the Blue Devils are going to shoot you down. And of course, if it's the other team, they're coming from all the way across Section 5 to come to the other end of Section 5 to get beaten. But you know, you can't write when you go past that place on the throughway. Hell, my pen broke a lot. Oh well. And of course, for the ladies, they're the number 5 seed in Class C1. Decent seed. But of course, they've had improbable runs the last couple of years. And 2 years ago, they surprised everybody by winning the sectional championship. Last year, they looked down and out, but they made another run through the sectionals. Of course, it starts against the Hollyhocks for the girls. And of course, my neighbor is one of the main players for the team. Miss Miller, she's gonna shoot the lights out of everybody. Let's go, Blue Devils. Let's win. And that's all I have time for this week. Interesting week for NASCAR fans. Interesting week for the movies. And also basketball. But I'll finish by saying this. You know, there was a study that said 4 out of 5 women don't take showers every day. You gotta always wonder what that alluring odor is when you're with your women. Hey, honey, what's that alluring odor? Fried chicken. Oh. You know, if men have an odor, it's usually an accident. What's that? Oh, that's Budweiser. I hit a bump in the truck. I'm Ken Haas, and that's my story this week.